I'm pleased to be speaking today by phone with Dr. Gregory Jantz and Michael Gurian to talk about their upcoming book, Raising Boys by Design. Now, Greg, what would you say are the greatest concerns facing parents of today's boys, and how does your new book help address those concerns?
You know, we live in an age of great intensity. We mix in the technology. We figure that the average age of exposure to pornography is about age 11. And the complexities of our culture right now and the pressures that our young men are experiencing. So we take that alone. And also there's the time right now where we're seeing girls who are growing up younger and younger ages, it seems as though the sixth graders that are already dressing and acting as though they're in you know, late teenagers. And so the confusion around sexuality and what's appropriate, what's not. So we live in a very unique time with our boys to help navigate them through what our culture has presented.
Now, Michael, this is for you. What surprising truths about the needs of boys have emerged as you and Greg have compared biblical insights with recent discoveries in brain science?
Well, you know, a couple fascinating things. One is that we knew going into this that we would be able to combine the Bible and brain science. You know, we knew if we had that intention, we would be able to do it because we're both really well versed in our fields. But I don't think we knew, or at least I didn't know, that we could really do it. By that I mean that when we look at the needs of boys and we look at the Bible and we look at brain science, the interconnections are amazing. So I think I was pleasantly surprised by the thing working out that we thought would happen. The only area, as we determined, the only area where we really couldn't get the two to work together was in sexuality. I mean, science and the Bible just say very different things about that. So we presented that as two points of view. The rest, it was just wonderful the way that, you know, ancient literature and all this new science, faith and science, can work together.
Now, given your in-depth research into the minds of boys, Michael, what would you say is the most critical reality parents and educators tend to overlook?
Well, I don't think there's one most crucial. I'll give a few. I think that one is that a lot of our social systems are set up better for girls than boys. A lot of our families are, a lot of our schools are, and a lot of our counseling profession is. So that's one that's really big, because we don't know enough about boys and how their minds work, and we gravitate in these professions in our homes toward a kind of, you know, verbal emotive or use your words, and aggression is bad, and all of that kind of thing. So I'd say that's one truth to really go deep into to solve, you know, some of the problems we have. Another one is that it's a three-family system that's needed. And, you know, there's another area where the Bible and science work together very well. We really need more than one person caring for these boys over their birth to 18 or birth to 20. We need three families at work, and that includes church, that includes extended family, that's, you know, includes, we'd love to have both parents. That's really deep, because the problems that we have and or just really good development, Raising Boys by Design, needs three families focusing on the different parts of the boy. So those are a couple.
Greg, as a parent currently in the throes of raising a son, what's the most practical discovery you've been putting to work in your own home based on your work on this book?
You know, and I do have a young man in my home, and we're in that transition. And in fact, I have two boys. And so it's with great passion and purpose that we have penned this book together, because understanding what brain science is telling us and new information about how the brain works and the developmental stages and the working of the brain, understanding that, and then the beauty of how the scriptures come together to support that. Right now, the number one thing that I am dealing with my own son is that of growing in an age where we have entitlement. There's the entitlement out there. with about 10% of our teenagers that are reporting depression, actual clinical depression. And those numbers are up from last year. So we've got entitlement with depression, and we have so many teenagers right now, our boys, who maybe feel they're describing a hopelessness about their future. And so what we want to do, we want to impart mission and purpose and understand the development of how do we take a young man and develop the fruits of the Spirit and really build within them what I'll call strong impulse control in a one-click society, a one-click world, and develop that strong impulse control, as the fruits of the Spirit say, the self-control. So, and we can do this together.
Dr. Gregory Jance and Michael Gurian have been my guests today. We've been talking about their upcoming book, Raising Boys by Design. Gentlemen, thanks again for your time. It's been wonderful to talk.
Good to be with you.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.